Journey Pod.
Journey Pod.
Hey fellow jet setters, it's Jamie from Journey Pod. Journey Pod is your guide to luxury travel around the world. We give you VIP access to the hippest hotels, the hottest nightlife, and the coolest restaurants. This time we're in Grand Cayman. I'm at the Black Pearl, one of the world's largest outdoor concrete skating parks. The Black Pearl is massive at 62,000 square feet. It also has courses for all levels of skaters. I caught up with Olympic gold medalist and X Game champion Shaun White right after he had wowed the crowd as the celebrity guest for the Skate Cayman event. And I'm here with Shaun White. And Shaun, we're at the Black Pearl, a fairly large skating park in Grand Cayman. Tell me, I know you've been to a lot of skating parks in your day, and kind of tell me a little bit about this and how does it compare and stack up.
It's pretty wild. I mean, it's a massive skate park. It's the second biggest in the world. I don't know. I basically had some friends that came out here before me and came back home and just told me how amazing it was and what a good time they just had on Cayman. And so, I don't know. I just had to come out here and you know, funny how things work out. You know, they started Skate Cayman and I ended up opening up the event for these guys. But it's just been a blast because you've been to, you know, once you go to a certain amount of parks, you realize when somebody's taken the time and effort to put in the right features, and that's what they have here. They definitely have your gradual build-up from the smaller stuff to, like, a medium range and then some huge stuff that I don't even know what to do with, you know what I mean? It's really cool to show up to a park, and I'm also challenged in that sense. So it's definitely, it's fun, and then it's nice because you can expect all skill levels of skaters. You don't have to be the best to show up at a park, and that's nice because a lot of parks can be intimidating, and you show up here, it's just all fun and you work your way up, and I'm blown away. So.
We're going to shift gears a little bit, and I'd heard you say before that you had been to Japan 28 times, something to that extent. I mean, what's your favorite spot to travel in? Two parts to that question. What's the most exotic place you've ever been to, and then what's your favorite place you like traveling to?
Gosh, I don't know. I mean, it gets exotic in my eyes. is always a little different. I mean, it's probably where the culture shocks me the most. Like we were talking earlier, I've been to Japan about 28 times now, and I mean, the first time I was just blown away. It was just wild. But as you start to understand the culture and you know, the way you proceed and politeness and manners and all the stuff, and I mean, I can use the trains there. I know my favorite restaurants and. You know, so it's cool to get to
know. We have to ask what your favorite restaurants are. Do you know any? Do you remember any of them?
I wish I could.
I had to put you on the spot there. Sorry.
I wish I could pronounce them, but if you go to Shibuya and just look for, it's basically a Japanese kind of like underground barbecue steakhouse kind of thing where you grill the meat. It's unreal. It's right in the heart of Shibuya.
Okay.
Just ask around. Everybody knows it. I don't know. I mean, hate to sound corny in this sense, but I've found it fun to just travel to places I've never been to, and I've never been to the Cayman before, so I just found it amazing. Like, we went snorkeling the other day and I was blown away swimming with these giant stingrays, and that was really cool, so I was blown away by that. I recently went to Africa, and that was pretty wild. I didn't get to go on safari, but just we visited certain schools and kind of orphanages, and I went skating and just kind of hung out down there. It was pretty heavy experience, I'd say. Everywhere's got its own kind of.
We agree with that.
Yeah, you're right.
And Shaun, with great success comes great fame, and you are internationally known. So, as you've become more popular, what seems to be the biggest surprise? And you know, as you're traveling around the world and in the States, what's the biggest surprise to you?
I don't know. I would say the biggest surprise is when I leave the States. I mean, I keep forgetting that. Every interview I do, it goes somewhere, you know what I mean? Because I just see you, and then, you know, this would be simple to see because I could go on the internet or something like that. But, I mean, a lot of times I do these interviews with, you know, I'll be in Austria or Germany or something. I do these big magazine interviews. I never really see where it goes. And then it's wild because I'll show up in the heart of, like, Munich or something, and they're like, hey, you're the guy. I saw your interview. And it's just such a mind-blowing thing to realize that people such, you know, far away places, you know your name and know what you're doing and kind of follow your career. And I mean, I went down to the Maldives and then I went into Bali after that, and it was just crazy that the waiters are like, you snowboard, right? You know, I was like blown away. So it's definitely crazy. I mean, I went into Moscow and we had such wild fans that showed up for our movie premiere that we had to call in security because they're bringing the front gate down. It was amazing. It was just like this wild experience to realize how far things reach, you know, when you're on television and when you're in print and you know, on the internet and stuff.
Great. Well, thanks for your time. We really appreciate it, and thanks for being on the show.
For sure. Thank you.
The Skate Cayman event was a huge success for many reasons. Sean put on a skating clinic for hundreds of local school kids who were being bussed in throughout the event. To see their faces while Sean shredded the course and then spend some individual time with them giving them pointers was priceless. It was also a great opportunity to showcase the Black Pearl Skate Park. After being there for a few days, I am impressed with how many local Caymanian kids have taken up skating. Finally, it was also a great opportunity to showcase a Caribbean gem. Grand Cayman is a wonderful destination because of its natural beauty, pristine beaches, and accommodating and friendly locals. I can't wait to get back. That's it for me. I'm out, but I'm going to leave you with a catchy tune from ATL Producers. Welcome to Club Soca.